You'd have been happy with a draw before the game, I guess, Simon. But what do you feel now?
Still happy with the draw. Even going 2-1 up, we started to defend deeper and deeper. The defence was superb today. In fact, second half, as a unit, we were really, really good. We had a game plan. I think we executed it much, much better in the second half. And we were looking to basically feed off Ryan. Ryan's a superb, superb centre forward at this level of football. And we knew that he would definitely occupy both their centre halves, which he did. I probably would have liked us to have a little bit more attacking threat in the second half towards the dying stages. But to be honest, we covered a hell of a lot of ground. And that's probably the reason for their second goal. We probably could have closed it a little bit quicker. But to be fair to the players, they put in a real shift today. So it was probably a few tired legs. And so we're going to have rest up, get a good training session this week and see where we are at the end of the week.
What did you make of Scholling?
I think they're a good outfit, really good outfit. Some of their players, you can see that they've dropped down levels to play. They've got some really neat and tidy players. They're sent forward, although I don't think he got on the score sheet today. His movement was superb, and you can definitely see why teams like Eastleigh are looking at him. So yeah, they're a very competent side. But to be honest, as I said, I think we definitely matched them in the second half. I think there's two totally different game plans. Both managers, I spoke to as a day before the game, and they're two. It's a format that no side's familiar with. We're playing home and away. But now it just boils down to one game. It's a knockout competition now.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what will be the difference next week at Princes Park Oval?
The difference will be the same format as we've had for the rest of the for all the previous rounds, all the goals. Today,
And you kept winning, though, is at home.
we did. We did. To be honest, all I can ask of the players, all I asked them to do is just to make sure that if we, because we're going to have a big crowd down there next week, I wanted to make sure that we're in a game of football. We're definitely in that now. And really, really looking forward to next week, and hopefully we can get something from it.
Something being a trip to Wembley.
Possibly, possibly. I've been asked that question the whole way along, and I answered. I was asked it earlier, actually. And to be honest, this competition is really, really good for football clubs for the prize money each round. So it's 500 quid here, 2,000 there, 4,000. And that's what we look at it upon. It's really, really handy for the club. We're making some massive improvements off the field, and it's been a real asset. And then you find yourself in the semi-final, and then all of a sudden Wembley becomes a little bit more of a reality. But to be honest, it still hasn't sunk in. It won't do until after next week. So if we lose, then I'll be very, very disappointed, and I'll reflect on it and think how close we were. But to be honest, I'd love to take that for one further step and be the first Sussex side in history to reach Wembley.